From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why reporters don't have the same confidentiality rights as doctors and lawyers. But first, British police say they've identified four men suspected of organizing last week's bomb attacks in London, which killed at least 50 people and injured some 700. They have also launched a series of raids to the northwest of London. NPR's Ivan Watson is there. And Ivan, tell us about the suspects.
Well, the police say they're investigating the movements of four men and what they were doing in the week before the explosions. Three of those men are said to have been living in Britain's West Yorkshire region. All four of them, police say, were identified appearing on closed-circuit television, entering the King's Cross subway station shortly before 8:30 in the morning on July 7th. Recall that three of the four bombs that exploded on July 7th exploded simultaneously on three subway trains just roughly 20 minutes later after these men were captured on closed-circuit television, according to the police. They also say they have found documents belonging to three of these men around three of the explosion sites, and they say they have very strong forensic evidence that one of the men actually died in one of the subway explosions.
Now, tell us about the series of raids British police carried out today.
They have gone on in two towns outside of London. These are the first raids that have been publicized since the bomb attacks last week. They began in Leeds. That's a city about 3 hours' drive northwest of London. It has a large Asian population, a large Muslim population. Several houses were raided there by police. Surrounding neighborhoods were evacuated as these raids were conducted. At least one controlled explosion was used to blow open the door of a house, and police say they arrested one man in that operation. They also conducted some controlled explosions around a car that was left in a parking lot in the town of Luton. That's just north of London, and police said that both of these operations in both towns were tied to the investigation into the terrorist attacks.
And I understand recovery efforts of the victims are still going on at the Russell Square tube station. What's the scene like there?
Well, it is somber. This area, there's a park in Russell Square that was shut down the day after the explosions, and police were very quick to put up barriers and then to block off view down the streets where they were conducting the investigations. Now, in the park, you can see flowers laying in the grass. People have been leaving all sorts of things, from candy bars to handwritten cards in memory of the people, the victims there. And the police are conducting work underground, deep underground, very difficult work. They say it's like being in a coal mine, trying to pull out parts of some of the victims' body parts that are actually still buried there amid the rubble.
And any further identifications of the victims?
A couple more people were identified today, a man named Jamie Gordon, another British man named Philip Stewart Russell, and one of these individuals, his photo was up in missing person posters around Russell Square the day after the explosion, shows a smiling man with a pink shirt on, a matching tie. Now his loved ones have some sense of closure that he was, in fact, one of the casualties of Thursday's attacks.
NPR's Ivan Watson in London. Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Madeline.